Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Castanis. This is episode 111, season 5, episode 111. And today's date is March 12th, 2022. And thank you for joining me today on this episode. It's going to be very fun and interesting. I will talk about a well-known furniture store company, John M. Smith. Or you say Smythe, you know, as they say in the old commercials. I'll talk about a little about that. And also, I will talk about, kind of off topic, it's about Louise from Sesame Street. The actor who played passed away this week. And I will talk about my memories of watching him on Sesame Street. Should be very interesting. And a couple more things I will discuss as well. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Pillsbury Streusel Swirl Cake. I remember this cake. And then commercial came out in 1975. And here it is.
How do you fit a round cake into a square pan?
Can't be done.
Yes, it can.
But Streusel Swirl's a round cake.
Oh, yeah?
How did you do that?
With these and a 13x9 pan.
Same rich, moist cake. Same delicious filling, same crunchy topping and glaze all in one box. See a snack cake that's fancy enough for company.
Here's one for you. How do you make it disappear?
Streusel Swirl Dessert Cakes from Pillsbury. The round cake in a square pan.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Pillsbury Streusel Swirl Cake. That looked delicious when I viewed the commercial on YouTube. And, that's one of my guilty pleasures. I like coffee cakes, those kinds of cakes like that, you know, of course, chocolate, you know, everyone loves that. Okay. Before I get started with the show, I want to mention one thing. Yesterday, I posted a picture of a Shamrock Shake. The reason I did this is for the past month, I've been taking a new medication for my blood pressure. I went to urgent care about a month ago, and my blood pressure went sky high. And they recommend you call your doctor and tell them all about it. So I went to see the doctor. After that, he prescribed me a new medication, and it took time to get used to it. But it works now. I'm doing much better. But the problem is, it curbed my appetite. It's like, I don't feel hungry all the time. You know, I'm always have a hearty appetite, but I eat less and less and less. You know, at dinner time, I don't have seconds. I just don't finish my food. You know, sometimes my mother gets mad at me. I'm used to that. But it's coming back a little bit. So yesterday, I went out, did some errands, and I had a crave, and my appetite returned for a brief time. And I had a craving for a Shamrock Shake. And I always have a Shamrock Shake every year at this time. It's tradition for me. And I went there and got one. I didn't have any food. I wasn't that hungry. So, and I had a medium one. And it was delicious. I loved it. So that satisfied me. But slowly my appetite is coming back. But I have to wait to see what the doctor will say when I see him in about 2 weeks. You know, maybe it's medication, maybe it'd be something else, but it's strange. I'm just not eating much. I have no appetite at all. Maybe that's a good thing because I've lost some weight. I can feel it, you know, and health-wise, I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Should go see the urologist on April 27th for my 6-month checkup for my prostate cancer. Been cancer-free for 4 months now. And, I pray to God everything will be okay. All right, let's go. Now let's go back to talk some fun. Excuse me. At the beginning of the program, I'm going to talk about John M. Smith Furniture Company that was located in Chicago and had other locations. And I also want to talk about Louis from Sesame Street. And the actor who played him, his name was Emilio Delgado. So I'm going to talk about at first. And he passed away on March 10th. He was 81 years old. And he was well known for Louise on Sesame Street. He owned the Mr. Fix-It shop. And he was one of the first Hispanics that owned his own business, and you saw it on television. That was very very wonderful to see that. And I remember him, the first time I saw him was in the early 70s. I lived in Roseland neighborhood in Chicago. You know, his English was impeccable, but his Spanish was beautiful. He's, of course, because he was, because he's Mexican. And I was fascinated by that, by Sesame Street, of course, with the Muppets and all that, but then also the adults. And he ran the Mr. Fix-It shop with another actor. His name was Raul Julia, and he played Raphael. And they debuted in 1971. So Sesame Street debuted in 69, but those guys came 2 years later. But Julia left 1 year. He only stayed 1 year, but he was so memorable. He seemed like a nice man. I remember one episode he argued with Oscar the Grouch, and it was so funny. It was hilarious, but he was a very patient man. But I wish he stayed. But, you know, but he had a very wonderful career. We know him as Gomez Adams in the movies of the Adams Family. Unfortunately, he passed away quite a while. And Emilio Delgado stayed for a long time on Sesame Street, a long, long time. And he stayed until 2016, and because his contract was a renewal, because they were changing. Sesame Street was changing. He participated in some sketches. I remember that. And also, there was another Hispanic character. Her name was Maria. And it was Sonia Manzano. And she was on the show for a long time, too. And in 1988, Luis and Maria fell in love. And they got married. And had a child, and a lot of people believe they were a couple, and they were not, because they were, I think both of them were married in real life to other people. And the episode aired in 1988. I think I saw a clip of that on television, and it was so convincing that they were a real couple, but no. And then all the Muppets were in attendance, and the adults, it was kind of funny. I think Big Bird wore a tuxedo, wore a big bow tie. And so that was a very pivotal episode, very famous. And also, Emilio Delgado acted in other movies, television. So if you catch old reruns in the 70s and 80s, you'll see him like that. That's amazing, you know. He was like, for example, on Cannon, Police Story, Lou Grant, Falcon Crest. He was on Quincy, if you remember those shows, you know. So he was a wonderful actor. Yeah. And it's a shame, because I remember when they announced his death, it was sad, you know, because he was part of our lives. I always say that to actors and people that we grew up with, you know. And he seemed like a very nice man. Very nice man indeed. Okay. Right now, I'll talk about John M. Smith, the company. And I had looked up some history, and this company started a long, long time ago, in the 19th century, even I think 1867, I believe, or around there, right before the Chicago Fire, which is amazing. You know, it was that long that this it was in business, and it was owned by John and Smith, or Smythe, you know. And it was like, I don't know if his name, I think his name had the E at the end, but I think they later on he dropped the E. I think he did. I don't know. And then, but some say John and Smith. So during the commercials that you watched in Chicago, when you were growing up, it was John M. Smith. And then you say Smythe, that was the logo. It was kind of funny. but people said John M. Smith. And the company was located first on 150-166 West Madison. And that was, the address numbering was different back then. It was not in the loop. It was not in the Chicago loop. Of course not. It was like east of Halsted, which is, I think, 800 West now, right near Greek Town. So it was there until over 50 years. It was there. And it ran, and he ran it for a long time, and they had some very popular, very items. They had couches, chairs, lamps, carpeting. They did sell carpeting, I believe. And so it was, they did mail orders, you know, at the time. And so it was there until 1958. Also, they sold gramophones, if you know Victrolas, in the old days, you know, before, like record players, but it was called, and then you had like the big horn, like that. And they sold like hotcakes. Yeah, they really did. So it was on the west side of Chicago for 86 years. Then it moved to the location that a lot of people remembered. It was at 703 on Michigan Avenue between Madison and Washington, to a very nice building. And whenever you visit downtown during the 50s through the, I don't know, 70s or 80s, you would see John M. Smith. You would see the logo, the big lettering. If you're driving on Lakeshore Drive or Columbus Drive or Michigan Avenue, of course, real close, you would see John M. Smith. And I remember that because when I was little, they used to have the Greek-American parades. I marched in one of those, and it was on State Street, but sometimes it was on Michigan Avenue. I think it was. Maybe I'm wrong. But I remember on State Street, and the funny story is when we saw people we knew from our church or anywhere, my mother would tell them, meet us at the Lion, which she meant the Art Institute. She did not have to say that. She just called it the Lion because the lions were on display there. I still laugh at that. And it was pretty, it was probably across the street from the John M. Smith. And the company ran by John M. Smith's four grandsons. And one was William P. Smith. That was and there was also John M. Smith III. He was William P. Smith was the president. John M. Smith III was vice president, and the other officers was the treasurer and brothers and cousins, you know, Nelson E. Smith. And, you know, people got married and all that, et cetera. And so it was very a family-owned business, and it really did. And they ran the business wonderfully. And according to some sources, their furniture was top-notch, beautiful. And then they expanded. And then they opened a division called Homemakers, which we're very familiar with that. And it was a division of John M. Smith. And the first one that opened, I believe, was in Schaumburg near by Woodfield Mall in early, probably by the time that Schaumburg, not Schaumburg, Woodfield Mall opened in 1971. So there's a, I have a photo of that, and that's, and then expanded to Downers Grove, and they opened one at Ford City Shopping Center right near my old neighborhood. I remember that. I think we bought a few items there. I think we did. I think we bought maybe a dresser or, I don't know about a bed, maybe a bed we bought. I have to ask my mom again. And beautiful stores. And, the one, what's famous about Homemakers is its spokesperson, and that was actress Shelley Long, who played Diane Chambers on Cheers. And she was a, you knew her from that, of course, and from Cheers and other acting roles. So right now I'm going to play a commercial of Homemakers that spokeswoman Shelley Long did. And this is from probably late 70s or no, this is right around she's going to start with Cheers. So here's the Homemakers commercial with Shelley Long. Enjoy.
Maybe you never noticed, but Homemakers doesn't have furniture sales. The reason is we can't. Our everyday prices are so low we simply can't reduce them. But check for yourself. Check Homemakers prices against special sale prices at any other store and see if our everyday prices aren't as low or lower. And remember, it's not low-priced furniture. It's good furniture at low prices. Every day. Homemakers. Woodfield, Downers Grove, Orland Square, and North Avenue.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial. Those were very memorable when you grew up in Chicago watching Homemakers with Shelley Long, also without her because she went to Hollywood. And I'll tell you a little bit about her, her career. I'm not going to go her entire career. I'm going to talk about how she got, how we knew her in Chicago, that is. And she was born in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She came, graduated, she studied drama at Northwestern University, but she didn't graduate. And then she went to Second City. She joined there. And then in 1975, she joined a show called Sorting It Out. It was on WMAQ TV, Channel 5. It aired on Sunday nights with another person. His name was Bob Smith, and he was a reporter for the Chicago Daily News. And it was a weekly magazine. It aired on Sundays. And I remember this program very well. It was on, I'm sure it reran, probably did, the second time, probably on the Saturdays. But I remember, it was a very good show. It really was. And it ran for a few years. And let's see. She left the show in 1977, I believe. So she was on there for a few years. And then she went to Hollywood. And then she appeared in a lot of commercials. First she made commercials in Chicago. So she made the Homemakers commercial, excuse me. And then she also made other commercials as well. So she made a ton of them. I think you could find some others on YouTube. And then she started working in television. She appeared on an episode of Love Boat and also Trapper John MD. She was on MASH. She did that. And also she was in Caveman, that movie. I remember that, with Ringo Starr. And her big role was Night Shift. And that was a movie, 1982. I saw this movie at Fort City East Theater in Chicago, and it starred Michael Keaton, and Ron Howard directed it, and Henry Winkler, the Fonz, played in that movie, okay? And she was in another movie, probably forgettable, with Tom Cruise, called Losing It, and she was, I never seen the movie, I've seen clips of it, but then she got an audition, and she got the role of Diane Chambers in Cheers. And she's well-known for that. And her career just took off. And it was a good show. I liked it. And she was very snooty, full of herself most of the time. And, disliked by most people on the show, probably behind the scenes. That's a rumor. She only stayed there for about 5 seasons, and then she left. But she did return for the final episode of Cheers, so that was good. And I liked her, and she's still acting to this day. So that's good. But when I think of Shelley Long, I think of just Homemakers. I didn't think of her as Diane Chambers from Cheers, but just a Homemakers commercial. Isn't that funny? It's very funny like that. So anyway, back to John M. Smith. The company ran for a long time, and then there was competition, and things changed. And for example, there were other furniture stores in the Chicagoland area that were competitive. Like, for example, Nelson Brothers, Aronson. There was Harlem Furniture. Remember that? I remember District Furniture, Tensempkin. I think that was on North South Ashland Avenue. You know, I remember those jingles and, you know, TV commercials that you... And so Homemakers, stood around. So the last stores closed in 2005. And it was in business for almost 140 years. Wow. Imagine that. It's a long time, you know. It's a shame because it was a wonderful store. They had the quality... things, you know, they had wonderful things there. And anyone who's from Chicago will remember that store distinctly. I would too. So that's a shame. Okay. So this will be a very short episode. thank you for joining me on this wonderful show. I talked about the Emilio Gatto, who played Luis on Sesame Street, that passed away this week at the age of 81. Also, I talked about John M. Smith, the furniture company, and also got into more detail with Shelley Long as a spokesperson for Homemakers. Okay. I won't do a podcast tomorrow. You know, usually I do two on the weekend, but I have some things to take care of tomorrow on Sunday. I'll probably do one on Tuesday. We'll see. Because maybe I'll talk about St. Patrick's Day. That would be kind of fun. Because St. Patrick's Day is coming up, and that's in this coming Thursday. It's a nice holiday. It's famous for Chicago with the Green River, Shamrock Shake, going to the bar, have a Guinness. You know, that sounds like fun. Okay, so this is Pete Costanez, and this is episode 111 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you again for joining me. Everyone have a good day. And here is Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye for now. And bye-bye for me. See you soon. Take care, everybody.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.